Dear Diary, today my darling son and I celebrated our 6-month anniversary together. I cannot believe how long it's been since that first night. I've never had such passion and fire in a relationship before. We spent the entire day at the spa together to celebrate. The staff looked at us like we were disgusting, and we had a little fun during our massages to fuck with them. We laid side by side in the room and talked in graphic detail about our affair, while the masseuses cringed and continued to rub us. We had a great time. My girl was young and petite, just my type. Her hands felt smooth against my skin, and I admit I got a little wet as she was touching me. The thought of Victor being just a foot away, being rubbed and groped by another woman, it was arousing in a way I'd never really thought about. After our massages, Victor and I were taken to the spa's steam room. It was a large square room covered in white mosaic tile. Wooden benches lined the walls, and the doors were clear glass fogged over by the steam. We were brought in by our masseuses and left to enjoy the steam until we were ready to leave. We took off our robes and hung them on the hooks outside of the steam room. We entered the steam-filled space wearing only our white towels and closed the glass door behind us. We sat side by side in the corner on the wooden benches. The only other person in the room was a man in his late 40s. His rusty hair was receding, but he had a somewhat muscular build. His hairy chest was dripping with sweat, and his towel barely covered his obvious erection. He stared at me as I fanned myself with one hand and wiped the sweat from my brow with the other. I pushed my breasts together with my arms and bent forward slightly and propped my head up on my hands, my elbows on my knees. My cleavage screamed at him and he smiled, clearly rubbing himself through his towel. The pervert. I flirted and teased, pushing my breasts up, licking my lips and rubbing my sweaty skin as Victor sat next to me with his eyes closed. The stranger got more and more excited as I taunted him with my dripping skin. I leaned back against the wall and slowly started to spread my legs. I ran my fingers up my thighs and opened my legs wide so that he could see my pretty shaved pussy. He fucking loved it. I played with my clit and slid a couple of fingers deep inside me while he watched my wetness dripping out of my cunt and onto the moist tile. At this point, the steam room stranger was hardly even trying to hide his excitement. He rubbed his cock through his towel and even carefully lifted it to show me how big he was. I wasn't impressed. I decided to show him what a real man looked like. I reached beside me and placed my hand on Victor's lap, feeling his bulge beneath his towel. After a few seconds, he remembered where we were and that we weren't alone, and he opened his eyes. Victor grabbed my hand and whispered in my ear as I groped his thigh. "Mom, stop. There's a guy in here. I think he's staring at you," Victor said innocently. I smiled at him and looked back at the stranger who had stopped rubbing himself and was trying to look nonchalant. "Sweetie, it's okay. Trust me," I said quietly in his ear. I tugged at the loosely tucked towel and pulled it open to expose his already hardening dick. I stroked it as Victor looked at the stranger timidly. His nervousness was adorable, and I was determined to calm his nerves. "Mommy will take good care of you, honey," I whispered reassuringly in his ear. I looked back at the stranger who was watching us intently, his erection rising again just as Victor's did. I stroked Victor's cock, and it grew in my hand. He was beginning to relax and accept that his mommy would take good care of him. I played and stroked until my baby's cock was rock hard, and I heard him moan quietly to himself. I stopped stroking him for a moment and stood up, My towel dropped to the floor, and the stranger now enjoyed a full view of my sweating, dripping, naked body. His jaw dropped, and he grinned as I turned around, giving him the full look at the entire package. My round breasts dripped with sweat, my pussy glistened, and my hair was plastered to my neck. I took two steps to my right and then sat back into Victor's lap. He put his hands on my hips and leaned forward to whisper into my ear again. "Mom, whoa, I really think this is too much. I mean, that guy, don't you think..." I looked over my shoulder at him and put my finger to my lips. "Shh, baby, just relax. We're all just having a little fun here." I giggled and looked back at the stranger, who was now holding his erect cock in his hand and shamelessly jerking off. Victor nodded as he realized everyone was on board. I propped one leg up on the bench and lowered myself down onto my son's perfect cock. His hands still on my hips, guiding me. His long dick slid inside my pussy easily, and I gasped as it filled me. The stranger fondled his own dick as he watched us, my breasts bouncing up and down, Victor moaning behind me. My boy's cock felt so good inside me, and knowing this strange man was enjoying our love made it all the more hot. But it wasn't enough. I needed more. I needed it to be dirty. I looked into the stranger's eyes as I jerked up and down on my little boy's dick. "Oh, do you like it?" I gasped. "Do you like watching me fuck my son?" The stranger's eyes glazed over and he stopped stroking. His cock almost immediately went limp. He wrapped his towel snugly around his waist and darted out of the steam room with a look of shame and disgust on his face. "You know you like it," I screamed after him. Victor pushed me off and wrapped the towel around his waist. "Mom, he's going to tell someone," Victor stuttered. I smiled and pulled his towel off, tossing it across the tile. His cock stood erect and he looked me up and down, licking his lips. I turned around and bent over, presenting my round ass and pressing my hands up against the foggy glass. I knew he wouldn't be able to resist me. Before I could look back at him, he forcefully grabbed onto my hips. I felt his cock penetrate my aching cunt, and he began to thrust hard again. And he began to thrust hard against my firm ass. It was magical. My baby boy pounding me from behind while silhouettes of people passed by the steamy glass doors. After a few minutes of getting my tight little pussy fucked, we heard a banging on the door and I saw two figures standing on the other side of the moist glass, but neither Victor or I seemed to care. He continued fucking me, faster now, and I could tell the danger and excitement was getting him off. My sweet, innocent little boy. He liked it dirty, just like his mommy. "Excuse me," we heard called from outside the steam room. "We're going to have to ask you to leave." Victor pumped harder and faster, and he groaned behind me. He pushed so hard that I ended up pressed against the glass, my breast exposed to the viewers outside. I heard gasps and whispers and the banging again on the door. The more they banged on the door and demanded we leave, the closer we both came to orgasm. Soon Victor gave me the finale I needed to reach the most intense and exciting orgasm of my life. Fucking in front of my friends was nothing. This was the real deal. "We're almost finished," he screamed as he released his creamy load inside me. He grunted loudly, letting everyone know that he was filling me up with his massive stream of cum. That was fucking it. My muscles all contracted and I screamed at the top of my lungs, "Fuck yes! Fuck your mommy like a good boy, baby!" Oh, the disgusted and outraged noises grew from outside as my son's cum gushed out of my pussy. "That's it. Come inside me, that's it. Oh, I'm coming. Oh. My body convulsed, pushing my wet breasts against the glass for everyone to see. I had the most amazing orgasm of my fucking life. We walked out of the steam room naked, with no shame. I smiled at the group of outraged staff that waited for us, and we grabbed our clothes and we were on our way. We fucked again in the car in the parking lot and once more when we got home. The excitement was just too much to pass up. I just hope we get to have an experience as fun as this one again soon.